We're live on Radio Row on a Football Friday. Sitting down with us in the Twin Peaks hot seat, he is a Super Bowl winner, a Super Bowl MVP, a College Football Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer as well. Roger Staubach sitting down with us in the Twin Peaks hot seat. Roger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a hectic, fun morning.
It is a hectic morning, of course. Friday on Radio Row. I want to start with this with you from a quarterback standpoint. Deshaun Watson in Houston is somebody we obviously talk about on an every day, every week basis. When you're a young quarterback in the NFL, but you're a few years in, going from year two to year three, you know you belong, but you want to get better, you want to get to the next level. What is that process like? What's going through the mind of a quarterback who is young but has established himself and yet is not at the top of his position?
Well, Deshaun, the key thing you have to do as a quarterback, you've got to buy some time so you can throw the football. And he's a little bit like myself. I mean, if I couldn't make the decision right away, I kind of ran. And you have a phenomenal quarterback in this game. Brady stays in that pocket and gets rid of that ball quickly. So Deshaun is one heck of an athlete, and he's going to continue to get better as he reads defenses and sees what's going on over there. You can, you know, Brady reads everything. He can tell when the cornerback has got standing the wrong way, if it's a zone or it's man-to-man. And so the more you see film and the more you mentally understand what's going on, the less you'll have to move around. But it took me a while, so I moved around a lot. I ran quite a bit.
Well,
so
what was your playing weight?
I played about 195 pounds.
That was pretty small for quarterbacks back then, was it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I was 6'3", about 195.
I shouldn't say small, but more, like more slender than a lot of the guys in terms of for you to stand back in there and take hits when guys were allowed to take two steps after you got rid of the ball.
Right. They could spear you when you were down.
And, yeah.
You know, at the end of my career, we were able to slide. So that really would have made it. It would have helped me.
It
was third and five, and I was a little bit hesitant on throwing the football, and I knew I could get the first down. I got it.
Yeah.
And today I would slide. It would be better. Back then, if you slid, they could still spear you.
They could still get because it was. You had to be down by contact
They could just dive right into you. Yeah.
It's
incredible.
As you've watched the game, I mean, you were a guy when you were playing that would take off and run, and for quarterbacks back in the day, I imagine defense is going up against you.
Yeah.
We're looking at you and like, oh, wow, this guy actually is someone who can beat us with his feet. When you've got a quarterback like Deshaun Watson who's trying to, I think, as he gets older and older, figure out when he needs to run, when he needs to pass, what is that like as a quarterback that has the ability to do both, determining when to do one thing or the other?
Well, that's the name of the game, and Deshaun, I think he's really a heck of a football player. So, and I think I played at those stages like him. I ran quite a bit. I mean, that goes back, you guys. I mean, you weren't even born yet when I was doing.
I watch NFL films though, but you're right.
No, but Coach Landry drive him crazy. You know, he said, you know, stay in the pocket because we had keys and we were so. So you want to do more of that. As my career went on, I still could run, but I ran less because it was better to throw the football and get the first down than try to run for it. But I just wanted to move the football and get first down. So I did it any way I could. And the more you can read the defense, study films, get used to it, you're going to run less.
Roger Staubach joining us here in the Twin Peaks hot seat. On that note, how long did it take you to become really comfortable in the pocket as a pure pocket passer?
My first year was in 71 was when I got a chance to start, and we won 10 games in a row and won the Super Bowl, and I was running and doing everything I could to figure out how to win. So it really was probably about after I separated my shoulder in 72 and tried to run over a linebacker on the Rams that they had. That was a big mistake on my part. I started to really be better at reading defenses and staying in the pocket. So by about my fifth year into the NFL, but I had that real good year in 71, and I was a running, throwing quarterback, and we beat Miami in the Super Bowl.
What was it like, because you spent 5 years in Vietnam as an officer before you embarked on your professional football career. Right?
Well, I spent 4 years in the Navy, and one year was in Vietnam.
1 year was in Vietnam, but it was 4 years. You had your 5 years of active duty.
I was 27 as a rookie.
Yeah. Was that when you came onto the team, were there any other vets on the team, like military veterans on the team?
Cliff Harris was in the service for a little bit, but there was not too many.
In that environment, because I'm thinking about like the reception Vietnam vets got when they came back versus the reception that veterans get now when they come back. Did it register on the team necessarily?
They
give you a certain measure of respect?
They gave me some respect, but they gave me a hard time because everybody was against Vietnam by that time. So it was very difficult. And today, one of the great things, I'm involved with USAA as far as salute to service, is honoring our veterans and all the great things they do, the military. And it's a veteran today, it feels so good when you say, hey, thanks for your service. Coming back from Vietnam, they have protests. They shouldn't have protested against the military, the veterans. They could do it against the politicians. But they went after the military, and it was a very, very bad period of time that is different today. It is our country really respects and understands how crazy and wacky this world is and how important our safety is because of our military.
You're here on behalf of the USA. I know you guys, and we greatly enjoy you guys. We've been part of the Army-Navy games a couple times.
The USAA.
USAA, yes. What did I
say?
The USA.
Part of the USA. Yeah. We're all part of the USA.
We are, yes. The USAA.
Paul represents
USA.
France.
I apologize.
I'm actually Indonesia today.
Yeah. I feel like I'm losing my mind on a Friday. Yeah. It's been a long week. So you guys are obviously involved in a bunch of Super Bowl things. What do you guys have going on? What can people check out? All the information with the USAA.
Well, the salute to service is basically USAA is Garland on Atlanta is the salute to service
Ben
winner
Garland
this year, but it's really it's there to have the NFL involved in helping and our military, taking them to tickets to games, bring them to training camp, and there's just a lot of things the NFL's doing to help our military because of salute to service, and that's the objective, is do what we can to let our military know how much we love them.
It is the Salute to Service Award presented by USAA on Super Bowl Sunday. Roger Staubach, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Roger Staubach, the Super Bowl MVP, the Hall of Famer in pro football and college football as well. Thank you to Roger for sitting down with us in the Twin Peaks hot seat. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views.